Hour number two, Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game here on this Friday. Live at the Nashville Super Speedway, Cracker Barrel 400 weekend coming up. And it all gets started tonight. The Rackley Roofing 200 Craftsman Truck Series race. We're really looking forward to that. Tennessee Lottery 250 Xfinity Series race tomorrow night. And then Sunday night, of course, the granddaddy, the Cracker Barrel 400. We'll get underway. Matt Greachy joins us now, the GM of the Nashville Super Speedway. And Matt, it's a beautiful day. Track's looking great. I know you are excited for this weekend.
We are. Thanks for having me. And thanks for coming out. We can't wait for our fifth annual NASCAR Triple Header Race Weekend. Team's been preparing all year round. And I think we've got all the weather out here, and it's going to be a beautiful weekend.
Joe and I, you know, you can tell by looking at us, like to eat. And so when we found out Cracker Barrel was going to be the title sponsor,
come on,
that got us really excited. And it just fits. Being based in Lebanon, and you know, everybody that's from the South knows Cracker Barrel. How did that all come about, and how excited are you to have Cracker Barrel as the title sponsor of the Cup race?
Super excited. They've been a great partner thus far, and we're only about 6 weeks into the partnership, and you'll see them in the fan zone activating and maybe get some biscuits out there. So if you need some food, that's a good place to go visit. But they've been great. They're 8 miles from us here, their headquarters, store number one, right down the road. And for us to have them as our Cracker Barrel 400 race partner, and it's across the board. It's all of our Speedway Motorsports races. So we've got 15 on the schedule, and for us to activate with Cracker Barrel and hopefully drive some traffic to them and make sure people are welcome and feel at home when they go to their store and feel at home when they come to the racetrack with us too. So it's a multi-year agreement, and we couldn't be more proud.
I haven't walked over to see the ball field to see the logo, but that's what I've been really excited about, because it's just, I know it's going to be cool to see that. So once I walk over there, but going to be neat.
It's neat. It's seeing their billboard outside of turn three, and their logos on the ball field, the gold bean standing out. Everybody knows the brand, and for it to be our title partner for our Cup Series race is something that we're excited for years to come, and hopefully it's a long-standing agreement.
Matt Greachy's with us, the GM of the Nashville Super Speedway. This is a traveling massive road show. Because when I pull up this morning, you see all the haulers and then the sponsors and other things. I'm fascinated by this, how it comes in and out, and everything seems to work great.
Yeah, there's over 225 transporters to execute a NASCAR weekend with all three series between the teams, the series, the broadcast, the merchandise trailers that are out front, over 225 trailers for it to execute. It is a traveling circus for 38 weeks out of the year, and it stands up and stands down, and come Monday, Tuesday, it doesn't even seem like it happened, but for 3 days here, we are the focal point for the NASCAR world, and for Middle Tennessee, it's super proud.
I love it. I think it's beautiful, the action, the activity. I mean, this is what you live for. How important is it? Because, you know, I'm in the media center, and there's 30, 40 people in there. You got the pyro guys out here putting everything up. You got the Amazon Prime guys. How important is it that everybody is on the exact same page?
It's really important. I mean, there's so many movements to a weekend. You got the competition aspect, you've got the broadcast aspect, you got the fan aspect, and it's all got to work together. We want the fans to have an enjoyable time. We want the teams and drivers to have an enjoyable time, because it's all word of mouth. We want everybody to come back and have a good time and go to another NASCAR race. So communication is paramount for us to do it internally and externally to all the fans, but also our staff. We've got to bring in outside vendors and part-time staff, and we've got to communicate with them. And for it to all work seamlessly, we're going to step into first race day here with Rackley Roofing 200. Truck series are already loaded in, but it's a coordinated effort to just get the haulers in.
Right.
That takes communication and planning, and make sure we get them in efficiently so they can get through tech inspection and on the racetrack. So it's all a trickle-down effect, and really, we'll start planning for next year's race right now.
Oh, my goodness. It's night races are beautiful. You see them on TV, but I'm telling you, a night race here is almost perfect.
Well, the concrete surface, I think, really does it. So biggest concrete racetrack that we've got on the circuit at a mile and a third, and when it's under the lights, it just kind of glistens and really lights up. So all three of our races, Rackley Roofing 200, Tennessee Lottery 250, and Cracker Barrel 400, all underneath the lights. And if you've never seen a night race, it's what you want to see.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so tickets. Limited availability for Sunday. NashvilleSuperspeedway.com, 1-866-RACE-TICKS. If you haven't made the decision yet, you need to do it quick, right?
Do it quick for Sunday. Absolutely. Cracker Barrel 400. We've got limited opportunities. But, yeah, give us a call at 1-866-RACE-TICKS. But also, we've got great racing tonight for the Rack of the Roofing 200. Kyle Busch is going to race, the winningest Craftsman Truck Series driver in the history. He'll be behind the wheel. And Corey Heim's been on fire, so see if they can battle it out. And then tomorrow for Tennessee Lottery 250, Ross Chastain, coming off the heels of his Coca-Cola 600 race win, he'll be behind the wheel on Saturday and then back behind the wheel for the Cracker Barrel 400. They're both looking to do the double. Maybe they can get a Les Paul Gibson custom guitar in Victory Lane.
Nice. Do you have a cot in your office?
limited sleep so far, but that's why this is exciting. This is what we work up to year-round, and I can get by.
You've been in this for a while. Is there one, like, celebrity that pops up and you've done this? Not necessarily here, but, like, holy cow, that's so-and-so. Because he was talking about, you know, we see Michael Jordan's a team owner. So you expect him to see you. But if I saw Michael Jordan, I'd fall over. I mean, it's Michael Jordan. But I'm sure you see people that love the sport that aren't really talk about it all the time.
Yeah. We're in Nashville, and we've got some great stars that have been with us to – help us execute pre-race and do all that. You know, Luke Combs was a great one last year, and he loves the sport, I think, you know, having him. And we're going to hopefully announce a couple of our dignitaries for Sunday's Cracker Barrel 400, honorary pace car, and our grand marshal in a day or two, and we'll get those out. So follow us on our socials. All that will get announced and how enjoyable it is. And we always see people in the Nashville market that just show up and walk around because they want to see the NASCAR race.
Right.
Sometimes we don't even know they're coming. There's been many of those. Hardy a couple of years ago did it, and then finally we invited him back last year to be the Grand Marshal. But he showed up unannounced two years ago, and
yeah.
I think that's a great thing about the Nashville market too.
Let me tell you, nobody's listening to this show but us three. So if you want to tell us who the Grand Marshal is, well, it's just between us. We'll keep it on the down low.
I bet you would.
Right?
We're buttoning some things up. So I would say in the next couple hours we're going to announce our honorary car driver.
Looking forward to that. And, again, tonight, the Craftsman Truck Series race, you mentioned it, Kyle Busch is going to be in that for Spire Motorsports. He's run a handful of races. And, look, if you watch Malcolm in the Middle, you know, like I did growing up, Frankie Muniz is going to be there.
Frankie, yeah. I know he's going to be joining us in the fan.
He's a driver now, yeah.
Yeah, he's been driving.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he's a full-time Truck Series driver.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and he's filming, I think, for a relaunch of Malcolm in the Middle.
Yeah, he is.
So he's going back and forth from Craftsman Truck Series races, and then I think they're filming in Canada, so he is back and forth. His schedule is probably the busiest out of any driver right now. But he'll be joining us in the fan zone for some Q&As. We've got a chocked full fan zone out there with everything. But our driver appearance lineup is probably the best it's ever been. So follow us on our socials. All that information is out there as far as our entertainment schedule and getting your value or your ticket prior to the race.
Yeah,
great.
I think I'm doing a Q&A with Kyle Larson on Sunday. I really don't know what to talk about with him. He's not been in the news or anything lately.
Never.
So
yeah, he doesn't race. He doesn't race very much. So whether it's dirt and IndyCar and everything else that he's doing, I think you'll have plenty to talk about. But that's another one. Pre-race track access pass. See our pre-race concert act. See the drivers up close and personal. Q&As prior to them getting announced on stage, and then we're gonna fire off the Cracker Barrel 400.
And then we have S.J. McDonald, who won the Rising Star.
Next Rising Star, S.J. McDonald, will be our pre-race concert act on Sunday. Some driver appearances with Q&As with Chase here, and then driver introductions, and we're going to wave that green flag.
Love it.
You may not know the answer to this yet, but I kind of think it's cool following Memorial Day and the Coke 600 and the Indy 500, and then this being the first stop after that. Obviously, the race was later in June, end of June, the last few years. Now it's beginning of June. I think that's neat.
Yeah, historically it's been a little bit later in the calendar, and we were, Middle Tennessee can be a little bit warmer as we get out there. So, you know, we lobbied with NASCAR and broadcast and try to get a little bit earlier. Right after Memorial Day, that racing schedule is huge, and for us to follow that is tremendous. And seeing Prime video broadcast was great to come on board, and they're with us this weekend. We like the race. The weather forecast for this weekend is enjoyable temperatures, and we can't wait to welcome everybody here.
With Prime being here, that means Dale Earnhardt Jr. is going to be here too. Even though he's not a driver anymore, I feel like any track that can say he's in the building, that still has some pull.
Oh, absolutely. And I thought they did a great job on the broadcast, Steve Letarte and Adam Alexander. And we actually have all three of them planned to be out in the fan zone at the Echo Park Speedway Experience on Sunday at 1:30. They're going to be out there recording a live podcast of Dale Jr. Download
Sweet.
With us. So Dale's going to be out there in the fan zone. You want to get here early, please do. You'll see him up close and personal before he calls the entire race.
And John Roberts is going to do, he and his crew are going to do Trackside Live, which is a fun show.
Yeah, we've got a great driver lineup. Like I said, just follow us on our socials. We've got all those calendars out there, NashvilleSuperSpeedway.com. You can see everything you can do on property at our channels.
Matt, thanks so much for doing this. It's good to see you. We're excited for this weekend. Obviously, we'll probably run into each other quite a bit, but enjoy race weekend.
Thank you guys for being here, and super excited for our fifth annual NASCAR Tripleheader weekend, and hope everybody enjoys it.
Amen,
absolutely.
Brother.
Matt Greachy, the GM of the Nashville Super Speedway, with us. We'll have more coming. Chasing Big Joe, presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.